Good morning, brothers and sisters. All friends, welcome to worship here.
好，欢迎朋友们到这边来敬拜。
Probably you will wonder why all the flags hanging here for and here too.
你们可能会觉得奇怪，为什么有那么多的旗帜挂在这边
？Because tomorrow is a VBS.
明天是那个。暑期的那个圣经学习。
We have many kids, they already registered and they will be here in the evening time to learn about the Bible.
我们许多孩子已经注册了，他们要用这个时间，利用那个晚上的时间来学习圣经的东西。
So we pray for that. And also probably your kids already registered and you will take them here. And we pray that the whole week the Holy Spirit will fill with all each little soul.
我们为此要祷告。也许你的孩子们已经注册了，我们要为他们在那个在这个学习过程中有圣灵来引导他们。我们为此祷告。
And this is one the fourth week again. We dedicate this Sunday sermon in English and translate into Chinese.
这是第四个星期，我们把这个来奉献，我们来讲把罗马书的英文讲传成中文。
Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
敬爱的父神，我们来到你的面前。
And we praise you, and we adore you.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
Because your name is above all names.
因为你的名高于任何的名。
And you are the one sitting on the throne.
因为你是坐在宝座上的王。
And today you also send the Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart.
今天你又把那个圣灵放在我们的心中。
So we can understand you.
所以我们可以理解你。
And we pray that you will quicken our spirit.
我们祷告能让我们的灵得到更新
so that we can understand more of you.
所以我们能够更深的理解你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. We remember last week our brother Zheng Yong already started chapter 8 of Romans.
上星期郑勇弟兄已经让我们开始学那个罗马书的第八章。
And primarily he covered the first half of it.
他那个他讲的是第八章的前半部分。
I don't know you still remember or not.
不知道你们是不是仍然记得。
He mentioned about to know and to walk with the indwelling spirit.
他讲了那个在我们心中的那个心中的圣灵，心中的人，
内住的圣灵。And he mentioned about we are set free in Christ Jesus.
他讲到主把我们给了我们的那个自由。
Also, we need to walk according to the Spirit.
还有我们必须按照那个神的圣灵来做事。
And he mentioned about this spirit is indwelling in our heart.
他说了这个圣灵是在我们的心中常住。
I feel like this is a very crucial message last week.
我觉得这是很重要的一个信息。
So I'd like to continue from that line.
所以我想继续讲这个题目。
About the indwelling spirit.
在我们内心中的那个圣灵。
Especially this indwelling spirit that we can experience.
特别是我们能够经历这个在我们内心的圣灵。
When we become the Christian, it seems as not we just believe something or there is something far, far away.
因为我作为一个基督徒，我们不是相信一个什么东西是很远离我们的东西。
And this is our new life.
这是我们新的生命。
And we become a new creation.
我们是新的造，新的创造的。
And we'll become the children of God.
我们是主的儿女。
And how do we know that?
我们怎么知道这一点呢？
And pretty soon, after we receive this spirit of sonship, and later on we are going to be the heir.
很快的, 假如我们, 接受这儿子的心, 我们就变成那个神的后嗣。
And how do we know all about this?
我们怎么知道这一切呢?
Oh, you say, yes, from the Bible.
我们会说我们是从圣经里面学的。
More importantly, there is an indwelling spirit can teach us.
更重要的是那个住在我们内心的灵会能够教导我们怎么样去做。
So today we are going to use the second half of Romans chapter 8 to understand all about this.
今天我们想讲那个罗马书第二部第八章的第二部分。
And I'd like to overlap a little bit from verse 12 and all the way to the last verse.
我想从第八章十二节讲起，直到最后一节。
Hopefully the Lord will give us an understanding from this long passage.
我们希望主会给我们更深的理解。
I'd like to pick two verses as today's the key verses.
我想选两个章节，两个节。
If you would, can we all read together verse 26 and 27, chapter 8?
我们一起来读那个26节跟27节。
Okay, we can use in all different languages. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. I feel like this is very important. Because many times, we don't even know how to pray.
很多时候我们都不知道怎么样来祷告。
But here we have the Holy Spirit to intercede for us.
在这里我们要有圣灵来替代我们做这件事。
Okay, I'd like to use from a five aspect to explain this.
我从五个方面来讲这个。
The first one, I'd like to start from verse 12.
第一个就是我从第十二节。
He said, Therefore, brother, we have an application.
弟兄们这样看来,我们有一个义务。
What kind of application we have?
我们有什么样的义务呢?
And some versions say we are the debtor.
有些章节说是我们是负债者。
So there is an application.
这个我们有这样一个义务。
In this world, if we are debtor, yes, we have to pay all the debts in order we will be set free.
在这世界上，假如你那个负债的话，你就要还债。
Yes, now right now probably you can see the housing industry. It's in trouble.
当然你们知道现在那个房产市场有很大的麻烦。
Well, because the people, they cannot afford their debt.
主要问题就是许多人不能付这些房贷的债。
So it's a lot of houses of foreclosure.
许多房子就不得不提前的被银行收回。
And this already impact greatly to the housing and also the banking industry too.
Yeah, 这个对那个房屋市场跟那个银行的影响非常巨大。
So back to here, why is the Apostle Paul mentioned about we have an application?
为什么在这里保罗要对我们提到我们有一个义务呢?
Here's especially can we turn to the Galatians 4 from verse 6 to 7?
Let's turn to Galatians 4:6-7.
Verse
6
and 7. Okay. Yeah, let's read together too.
好，我们一起读。
Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. So we back to the Romans 8 from verse through 12. Here is a very important truth.
我们回到那个罗马书的第八章十二节。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
那些靠着这样。
verse 14.
那我们看第十四节。因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
And verse 15 says, For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕所受的，乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So here, say, we can call him Abba Father.
所以在这次我们可以叫他阿爸父。
This is the original meaning. It's been the daddy. It's so close.
这是最初的意思，就是我们跟那个父亲的关系是非常接近。
In terms of relationship, this is so close relationship. We can call our heavenly father is Abba Father.
这就是人的人与人之间关系中那个父亲跟孩子的关系是最接近的。
Because we have an indwelling spirit, we know who to call.
因为这是我们住在我们内心的灵，所以我们知道我们可以叫阿爸父。
Will you call anyone as a father?
你会叫任何人，其他人会叫父亲吗？
I don't think so.
我相信不可能。
Unless he is your real father.
除非他是真正你的父亲。
And right now we have this Holy Spirit in our heart, and we know who to call is Abba Father.
现在我们有这个圣灵住在我们的心中，使我们可以能够叫出那个阿爸父。
So when we receive this new life, we become the God's children.
当我们得到了这个新的生命
，and we receive this, become the sonship.
那我们变成了儿子。
儿子的名分。And last week we said this is so important from a children to son. It's different.
上星期我们讲了那个孩子跟那个儿子是有不同的。
Son is going to be the heir. They can inherit the inheritance.
因为儿子是后世可以继承。
And the God's children, that's in general.
那所有的神的儿子都是。所有的神的儿女都是一样。
Just like my son is only 4 years old.
就像我的孩子才儿子四岁。
I cannot bring my checkbook to him, say please balance it.
我不可能把我的那个账单给他让他来对账。
Until one day he becomes a son, he can inherit. Yes, he will do my checkbook.
直到有一天他是变成了我的。真正的后世，他来可以来对账，帮我对账。
Same thing, if we are in the Lord, one day He is going to let us in charge.
同样的就是父亲，那个父神会有一天会让我们自己来做主。
Especially if we go back to the verse 16, He say we will be we are heirs, the heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ.
像我们回到第八章十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So right here we know because of this indwelling spirit, we know who to call, and eventually will be the heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
这样在我们内心住的灵就会引导我们去称呼我们是神的儿女。
Especially verse 16, there is a key word said testify.
第十六节它有一个 一个关键的词就是说我们来证明。
And this testify, this word is also used to, in today's courthouse.
这个词也是在现今的那个法庭里面常用的词。
Is there any conflict? They need to have some witness come to the front and do the testify.
假如有任何冲突的话，在法庭面前你就要在作证。
So this testify is through the Holy Spirit.
这个作证呢，就是我们来证明这个圣灵。
And through the Spirit, we know we are the God chosen.
通过那圣灵，我们知道我们是神的儿女。
And eventually, we will be co-heir with Christ.
最终我们会成为神的后嗣。
And this what a glorious hope.
这是那个荣耀的那个希望。
Okay, let's move on to the second point.
那我们到第二点。
And this is covered from Romans 8, from verse 18 through 25.
那这是罗马书八章的第十八节一直到二十五节。
Here's talking about suffering diminished in hope.
这是讲的呢，就是我们的苦处会消失于盼望里。
How can we do that?
那么怎么达到这一点呢？
Let's read a few passages.
那我们一起来读一些章节。
2 Corinthians 4:17.
哥林多后书。
Verse 4:17.
Which chapter? Which chapter? 17? 6:17. 第六。
四章第十七节。
哥林多后书四章。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
哥林多后书第十章第七节。
第十章第十七节。
我们这自战自惊的苦处是为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And remember here, it's the light and momentary troubles.
我们所有的那个痛苦在现在是暂时的。
Yes, we all in different kind of griefs or in different kinds of trials.
虽然我们会经历不同的痛苦的事情，或者是有不同的那个试炼。
But here said, this is all light and momentary troubles.
这边说这些都是轻的，是暂时的这个痛苦。
Also in the 1 Peter 5:10.
同样在那个彼得前书第五章第十节。
It says, And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory of Christ, after you have suffered a little while, with himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
那施助般恩典的神，曾在基督礼招你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Again, here mentioned about suffer a little while.
这边也提到了那个苦难是暂时的。
It's not a long time. It's a little while.
Yeah, 不是很长时间的，这是短暂的。
Because we have something very important in Him.
因为我们在它里面有一个很重要的东西
，which is what is mentioned in the Colossians 1:27.
那是什么东西呢？我们可以翻到哥林多前书，哥罗西书
1:27.
哥罗西书第一章第二十七节。
It says to them, which is the saints.You and me. Okay. God had chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this ministry, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Especially toward the end. Here said the hope of glory.
特别是在最后他是讲到荣耀的盼望。
And same thing in Titus 3 from 6 to 7.
同样在提多书第三章
6-7 It says, The Holy Spirit whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
今天给的地图上。
And here the key word is toward the end, the hope of eternal life.
这最后的讲到的就是我们有那个生命的盼望。
So this hope is the glory, the hope of glory.
这个希望是那个荣耀的盼望。
And here mentioned the hope of eternal life.
这样谈到的是那个永生的盼望。
Also in 1 Peter 1:3 mentioned about the same thing.
在彼得一前书的第一章第三节。
And it says, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth.Into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他照着我们大怜悯，接着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Here is talking about a living hope.
这边谈到的是我们那个生的希望，有活着的希望。
I'd like to use one illustration.
我要再次做一个解释。
I don't know, have you watched the movie? It's called Chariots of Fire?
Chariots of Fire.
烈火战车。
烈火战车。
And this main character is Eric Little.
那个主角叫 Eric Little 的。
But this is only show he was running on...his race.
这个只是说他在那个这个 racing
赛跑，
是个赛跑。
Did not mention anything before that part of his life and after that part of his life.
没有提到他那个在赛跑以前的事跟以后的事。
And let me tell you, this is a Scott missionary.
是一个叫Scott 的
苏格兰的
那个传道士。
He was born in China. Do you know that?
他是中国出生的。
His parents were the missionary in China.
他的父母也是那个传道士，在中国。
So he was born in China.
所以他是在中国出生。
And why I want to mention this person?
为什么我提到那个人呢
？Because he was the Olympic gold medal winner.
因为他是奥运会的金牌获得者。
And we know the Olympic game is probably two weeks away.
Yeah. 奥运会是只有两个星期，这两个星期我们就。
The time is coming down.
时间很接近。
This Eric Little, when he was 5, his parents sent him back to Scotland for education.
他在那个五岁的时候，他的父亲把他送回苏格兰去接受教育。
Along with his brother Robbie.
他跟他的兄弟 Robbie 一起去。
And somehow these two brothers, they room and board in the college.
他们兄弟两个人住在一个学校里。
And they are very good at sports.
他们很喜欢运动。
And especially, they are good at racing.
他们特别喜欢赛跑。
And Eric, especially, he was very good at dashing, short distance dashing.
Eric 特别喜欢短跑。
Especially a 100 meter, 220 meter racing.
100米跟
220米。Yeah, I don't know why it's 200, but it's 220 meters.
不知道为什么他们是那个220米那个时候。
And to the point, his parents kind of, especially his mom, kind of wonder, my child in studying in England, is God is more important than sports or sports more important than God.
知道他的母亲有这样一个担心，就是觉得好像他儿子不知道是跑步比神重要呢，还是神比跑步重要。
And he was so good. So later on, the country sent him to Olympic Games in Paris, 1924.
所以他因为成绩很好，1924年的时候，政府把他送到巴黎去参加奥运会。
And everybody looking for this person to win the gold medal for England.
所有的人都会觉得他会为英国得一块金牌。
Up to the point, there hits a very good dash, short dash, 100 and 220 meters, the final.
他一直到进入那个100米跟220米的决赛。
Somehow they schedule on Sunday.
他们把那个项目是排在星期天。
And he refused to attend. Instead, he go to share in the church.
他拒绝去参加，他去了一个Sheridan教堂。
Of course, all the people in England, they are disappointed.
Yeah, 所有的英国公民都感到非常失望。
And newspaper magazines started to criticize this young man.
报章杂志都批评这个年轻人。
But later on, the situation turned.
但是后来这个情况有变化了。
Because he won the race of 400 meters.
后来他赢了400米的赛跑。
And nobody expecting that.
所以没有一个人会希望这一点。
Because he was good at short dash, not 400.
因为他是短跑比较好，大家不知道他会跑那个中跑。
He's not trained for the long distance race.
他不是受那个训练，专门是跑中跑。
But surprisingly, he won the medal. But not only that, he broke the world record.
非常令人惊奇，他不仅赢了那比赛，还打破了世界纪录。
So all the worlds in the newspaper and journal, they started to change the attitudes.
所有的报章杂志突然一夜之间全部改变了自己的态度。
And the country say, wow, this is the future of our stars, sports stars.
所以那个国家是整个英国就说他是希望之星。
Shortly after that, he announced he is going to China as a mission.
不久以后他就宣布他说要回到中国做传道。
Because the Holy Spirit is calling him to go to the China.
因为那个圣灵是呼召他做这样的事。
In China, do you know what's the result?
在中国结果是怎么样?
He was in the all the Western minister, they all put in the camp during the revolution.
Cultural revolution.
When he died, he died real early. He's 43 years old with brain tumor.
他47岁因脑瘤去世的。
And this is only a few months away from the end of World War II.
这是第二次世界大战。
Excuse me. This is toward the end of the Cultural Revolution.
这是文化大革命将近结束的时候。
If he can live a little longer, he can come out.
假如他活得长一点，他会能够看到文化大革命结束的全貌。
He was only 43 years old.
他只是47岁那时候。
And he can do a lot of things for the Lord. He can do a lot of
他可以为主工作更多的东西。
But the Lord took him back.
但是主把他接走了。And
you would say, is this a suffering?
你会讲这是一个受难吗?
And he forsake all the glory on earth. He can earn more, maybe medals, the gold medals.
他可以赢许多的金牌在生活当中。
But he chose the leading of the Holy Spirit go to China.
但是他把这些都放弃了，然后到了中国去传道。
I think directly, indirectly in the kingdom, he has done the great impact.
直接的或者间接的，他为那个主的国做了许多的事。
Because he see the hope, the glorious hope.
因为他看到了那个荣耀。
He see this eternal life, the hope of eternal life.
他看到了那个永久的生命。
He see this is the living hope.
他看到这是一个活着的生命。
Yes, the earthly gold medal is precious.
虽然金牌是很珍贵的。
But it will fade away.
但是慢慢的这个金会褪色。
But those eternal glory will not fade away.
但是永久的荣耀是不会褪色的。
So today we're still talking about him.
所以今天我们仍然在谈到他。
Suffering.
痛苦。
We don't like it.
我们都不喜欢这样。
And maybe he said, oh, this, the earthly life is just a suffering.
也许你会说活在世上就是受苦的。
And many things we wanted, we didn't get it. Anything we don't want to get it, and we got it.
许多事情我们想要的我们得不到，我们不想要的又来了。
Yesterday I attend the funeral is the Christian lady.
昨天我去出席一个葬礼，是一个基督徒。
And she lived up to 99 years old.
她活了99岁。
Actually, she is my boss mom.
她是我那个老板的妈妈。
Two weeks ago, he told me, my mother is gravely ill.
两个星期前，他跟我说，他的母亲很病，生病很重。
And last week, I heard the news say his mom passed away.
上星期他告诉我，他的母亲去世了。
So yesterday when I went to memorial service,
所以昨天我去了他的那个追思礼拜。
And it's a small chapel, but filled with people.
是一个很小的那个纪念堂，有许多的人，真正容纳许多很少的人。
And while I was waiting to get into the chapel, there's the people behind me, and they started to have a conversation.
当我在等待的时候，这我后面有一个人在开始讲话。
I heard a lady say, "Oh, too bad. She missed 1 year. Will be hundreds."
那在我后面的一个女的说，她说，哎呀，太不好了。假如再过一年，就是100岁了。
I didn't say anything, but in my heart, I say, "That's a full life."
虽然我没有说什么，但是我说她已经有了一个很完全的生命。
And her life, all probably from Oklahoma, but mainly is in Kansas City.
她的整个生活主要是有一些是在俄克拉荷马州，但主要是在堪萨斯省。
She raised three boys.
她生养了三个孩子。
Somehow the middle boy became my boss.
当中的一个变成了我的那个老板。
So in the memorial, the pastor still say three boys.
在那个纪念的时候，那个那牧师一直在说三个孩子。
But actually, they're all in sixties.
实际上，那个孩子已经是都是六十多岁。
But compared to mom, it's really three boys.
但是跟妈妈比起来，他们永远是孩子。
So, in her life, is a suffering or is a glorious?
那他的。他的母亲的生活是一个苦难呢，还是一个荣耀？
I ask a lot of people, would you like to live until 99?
我问许多人，你愿不愿意活到99岁？
Especially Chinese people, we like to live a long life.
特别是中国人喜欢长寿。
But most of them say, no, I don't want to.
但许多人说，我不愿意活那么长。
Why? Because there is a disease waiting for you.
所有的人都会说，会有那个生病在。
And maybe there are some trials waiting before you.
有许多的那个试炼在等待你。
And maybe troubles waiting for you.
有许多的困惑会缠绕你。
So 99 is too long.
99岁太长了。
But no matter we live on this earth, it's 43 like Eric or like this old lady 99.
那就不管是我们像 Eric 一样活了43岁，或者像这个老人活了99岁。
If we have this glorious hope,
假如我们有这个荣耀的希望盼望，
We make every day count.
我们使每一天都是都
能够数算，
能够数算。
Now we count in the days.
不是我们来数日子。
Say 99 is longer than 43.
不是99比43多。
Because in the eternal glory.
在那个永久的荣耀当中。
This is so nothing.
这个只是短暂，是短暂的。
So all this earth, the trouble is light and momentary.
这个所有的地上的受苦都是轻的跟短暂。
Our suffer is just a little while.
所有的受难都是一点点时间，短短的时间。
So I'd like to go on to the next point.
下面我们要讲下面一点。
Spirit bridges gap.
圣灵成为间隔之间的桥梁。
Why I say that?
为什么我讲这一点呢？
Because a lot of time we are in our weaknesses.
许多的时候我们是我们自己的见证。我们 weakness, 我们的软弱的时候。
From verse 26-27 we just read, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses.
那个从26-27我们读到了。在那个生活当中是我们的灵是对我们的帮助。
And many times we don't even know how to pray for it.
很多时候我们都不知道怎么样来祷告。
And things come so suddenly.
因为事情突然的就发生。
We don't know how to handle it.
我们其实不知道怎么样来处理。
And many times we just cry out to the people.
很多时候我们就是对着别人哭泣。
And people sometimes listen and sometimes they just give you a lot of solutions.
有的时候那些听众会给你一些建议，有的时候他们只是听。
Do you remember there's an indwelling spirit interceding for you?
你应该记得那个在你内心深处有一个圣灵住在你。
Especially verse 26 said, intercede for us with groanings.
特别是26节说，就是那个神会出来替代我们祷告。
要叹息。
就是我们在叹息的时候。
The Holy Spirit will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
那个圣灵会用亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
He bridges the gap.
他把那个桥那个间隙用桥梁搭起了那桥梁。
Sometimes, really, we don't know how to pray for ourselves, our children, or maybe our husband, our wife.
有些时候我们不知道为自己怎么祷告，为或者是为妻子，或者为丈夫，或者是为孩子来祷告。
But when we pray with the indwelling spirit, yes, he will use.He will intercede for us with groaning.
假如我们是用我们内心中的圣灵来祷告的话，他会用那个说不来，他会用说不出来叹息为我们祷告。
And he will pray according to the will of God.
他会为那个按照父神的意思来祷告。
So we don't know how to pray for the next person to the other person to God. Please remove all this trouble from him.
当我们不知道怎么样为别人祷告的时候，那个主会把所有的这些东西全都拿走。
Should we pray for all the troubles removed?
所以我们要为那个把祷告把所有的困处都拿走吗？
Or should we pray for him or her that they should learn the lesson from this trial?
我们是不是要祷告让他们来经历这些那个？试炼。
But Holy Spirit knows.
但是那个圣灵知道。
So if we pray with the Holy Spirit, yes, we know how to pray for your friend.
只要我们沿着圣灵的指导，我们就知道怎么样为我们的朋友来祷告。
Because Spirit bridges the gap.
因为那个灵把那个成为间隔的桥梁。
So here I just mentioned all the points, and let's continue to read.Romans 8 from verse 28 through 34.
我们 接下来继续读那个罗马书第八章，从28节一直到
34，
一直到34。
This is another section. This is another section mentioned about an eternal plan for believers.
Another in section.
Another 一个部分。And you want a believer to know this eternal plan.
让所有的相信的人得到他这个计划。
Especially in verse 28.
特别是在第28节。
It mentioned about, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And to those who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他的旨意被召的人。
So here mentioned about a lot of important things.
这边提到了一些很重要的问题。
Verse
29. 第29节。
And mentioned about here for those who God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And verse 30 also mentioned about a lot of important verbs.
三十节又讲到那个
important verses.
这是一个很重要的那个章节动词。
Verbs. He mentioned about predestined.
他讲到了预先定向。
He's talking about a called.
他讲到了那个招来的。
He mentioned about a justified.
他讲到了称义的。
Also, he mentioned about a glorified.
他也讲到了荣耀。
It seems step by step.
好像是一步一步的。
He is leading us.
他是引导我们的。
And verse 34 is especially important.
第34节也是很重要的。
And he said, this is Christ who died.
他说基督耶稣已经死了。
Who is also risen.
用从死里复活。
Who is even at the right hand of God.
现在在神的右边。
Who also makes intercession for us.
也在替代我们祈求。
Who is doing this intercession for us.
他是在替代我们。
It's the Holy Spirit.
是一个圣灵。
I'd like to mention about another more current missionary story.
我想再讲一个传道人的故事。
I met this person in April.
我是四月份遇见他的。
He's still working in his ministry, so I don't want to mention his name. I just call him a Pastor Gary.
他还在工作，我就叫他Gary Moose.
And he's just like one of a hundred or thousands pastoring one church in Kansas area.
他只是像成千上百的牧师一样牧养他的教会。
He said he has a good congregation.
他说他有一个蛮好的机会。
And he said he believed he had a good teaching.
他说他相信自己的讲的东西也不错。
Everything is fine.
所有的都不错。
And they have a daughter.
他们有一个女孩。
So just things moving on like that.
生活就是这样过。
Suddenly, out of the blue, his wife wanted to divorce him.
突然间他的妻子要跟他离婚。
Oh, of course, this is like a thunder in the blue sky.
他就像一个晴天里的惊雷。
And he said, why this, you want to divorce me?
为什么你要跟我离婚呢?
And there's many reasons of it. So finally, his wife left him.
当然有许许多多的原因，结果是他的妻子离开了他。
Of course, he cannot be the pastor again because his family broken.
Yeah, 因为家庭的原因，他不能继续他的那个教会。
He resigned and he stayed in his house and he said, Lord, what am I going to do now?
结果后来他辞职了，他问那个主，他说我现在做什么呢？
And do you know the Holy Spirit say what?
结果你们知道圣灵说什么？
Go to China.
圣灵告诉他说到中国去。
He said, China. He said, I don't have any connection at all. Why go to China?
他说我到中国去，我没有任何关系。
I don't know how to speak Chinese either.
我又不知道怎么讲中文。
But he said, well, I will obey.
但是我服从。
So in 1990, he moved to Hong Kong.
他1990年去香港。
And through the connection, he started to smuggle Bibles into China.
结果后来他通过一些关系把一些圣经走私进中国大陆。
And he said, oh, Robert, you know, how can I hide the Bible in the overcoat?
他说, Robert, 你知道我怎么样把那个 Bible, 圣经藏在那个衣服里面?
He said, all the pocket is all full of Bible, big or small.
所有的口袋里全都装满了圣经, 大的小的。
And from the Hong Kong, then he can get into the China.
从香港可以进入大陆。
So through the contact, he delivered all the Bible through the years. He say, how many times? 40 times of Bible been delivered.
他通过关系把将近40吨重的圣经送给了那个大陆的。
And some heavier one, and they can hide under the 18-wheeler truck.
一些重的他们放在那个 18人的那个大卡车底下。
And make a story short.
简短的说,
in China, he met so many Christians from north to south. He met more Christians than anyone.
Yeah, 他在中国他遇到了许许多多的基督徒，从北到南。
And then he met some Christians and they asked him, you can spend a lot of time here in China. Eat with us and stay with us. He stayed in a very shady place and eat anything Chinese people eat. He ate.
他在那个中国的经历，他住在很普通的地方，吃跟中国人一样的饭菜。
And people start asking him, "Where's your wife? Do you have a family?"
许多中国人问他，你的妻子在哪？
Oh, that's a long time ago. I don't mention.
他说我不想提的。
And somehow there's an older sister in the church who said, "No, I'm going to pray for you."
有个老姐妹在教会里的老姐妹为他祷告。
After she heard about the story.
当她知道这个故事，她的故事以后。
And he said, "Oh, this is impossible. This is done. It's a past sentence."
他说不可能了，我这生不可能再有妻子。And
that older Chinese sister said, "Yes, I'm going to pray for you."
那个中国的老姐妹说，我还是要为你祷告。And
pray for what? The Lord will give me a new wife?
那个人说，为什么祷告呢？是给我一个新的妻子吗？
And she said, "No, the original one."
那个老姊妹说，不是，是望你得到你原来的妻子。
And he just laughed. And somehow this prayer spread to the Korean Christian in Korea.
他只是笑笑，不知道为什么这个故事传给了那个韩国的那个教会。
So many churches in Korea started to pray for this Pastor Gary.
许多韩国的教会也为这个Gary牧师的事情来祷告。
And he said, "The Lord did a miracle."
他说那个主，我需要一个奇迹。
Yes, later on he remarried.
结果后来他破镜重圆。
Same wife.
同样的妻子。
And his daughter's back.
他的女儿也回来了。
And right now, he's still traveling in China as often as he could.
他现在仍然去中国大陆旅行。
But he said, China, there is no lack of Bible as needed in North Korea.
他说现在不像北韩，中国现在不太需要那个圣经，北韩比较需要。
So now he started printing the Korean Bible.
他现在就印制那个朝鲜文的圣经。
The New Testament is small as a palm size.
小的那个新约全书就像手掌那么大小。
So he across the What's the river in between?
鸭绿江。
所以他就 He passed the river to North Korea.
就是他过了鸭绿江到北朝鲜。
So he put the Bible in his arm.
他把那个圣经拿在手中。
When he shook hands with the North Korean people,
他跟他们北韩的人握手的时候就把
And Bible was passed.
就把圣经送给了他们。
And when he described all this, in the past, it seems a suffering.
他跟我讲这些事情的时候，他在过去他觉得这个是一个苦难。
It seems as though all the trouble or trials.
他好像他所受的都是困难，是试炼。
His wife left him.
他的妻子离开了他。
And why the Holy Spirit want him to go China?
为什么那个圣灵要叫他到中国去呢？
Can I just pastor here in the United States?
我不可以在这里继续牧会吗？
But the Lord has a different purpose.
但是主归他有一个不同的计划。
And all this journey, he looked back, he said, oh, here's a plan.
他所有的经历，他现在回头看看，说主有一他的计划。
Yes, the Lord predestined.
主有一个事先指定的计划。
He called.
他呼召我们。
He justified.
他是公义的。
And he glorified.
他给我们荣耀。
Let's see the last section.
接下来我们看最后一点。
God's plan unfailing.
那主的永不失败的计划。
Where that came from?
这从哪儿来呢?
It's from Romans 8, verse 35 through 39.
从8章35到39。
Here, especially at 35, say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
是谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
In Romans 5:5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Probably you recall we read that before.
第五章第五节。
And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And also in the Ephesians 5:2.
以弗所书第五章第二节。
And live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。 当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Yes, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
是的，什么也不能把我们与主的爱相隔绝。
It's a danger.
但是有一个危险。
Is a danger? 是危险吗？
是危险吗？
Is a trouble?
是受难吗？
Is a suffering?
是受苦吗？
It's a illness.
是病痛吗?
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
所有的东西都不能把我们与主隔绝。
And how do we know this?
我们怎么知道这一点呢?
Because we have this indwelling spirit.
这是因为我在我们内心中有圣灵。
It's interceding for us.
这圣灵会替代我们。
And leading us.
引导我们。
And also this Spirit is testifying for us.
而且圣灵会为我们做见证。
And another thing, probably I did not mention, is the fruit of the Spirit.
还有一个就是圣灵的结的果子。
And this, if you read the original language, you know the first fruit is the Spirit too.
假如你读它原来的译文就是初果是 初熟的果子也是圣灵。
First fruit, it tastes so good.
初熟的果子尝起来很好。
And God wants us to enjoy that.
主让要我们享受到这里。
And that's in the Spirit.
这是在圣灵之中。
And it's a foretaste.
是完全的味。
A couple of weeks ago.
两个星期前。
I opened a garage door.
我把车库的门打开。
And I was cleaning it.
我是清扫它。
Suddenly there's a Jeep pulled in.
突然一个吉普车开到我这呢，开进来。
And stopped just a few feet from my feet.
就是疾驰之外停下来。
I feel like this person is so rude, and this is my driveway.
Yeah, 我感到那个人很无理，他一冲到我的车道上。And
I don't know who's driving this car.
我不知道谁这样。And
the door open.
那个车门开了。Oh,
I see. It's our three doors neighbors.
是我们三个，是我的一个邻居。
And he had a smiling face.
他对我在微笑。
Said, "Do you want a sweet corn?"
他说你要不要那个甜的玉米。
So he opened up the trunk.
他就把车后盖打开。
He said, "I just picked this up two hours ago."
他说我就是两个钟头以前刚刚在。From
my dad's farm.
是我父亲的那个庄园农场。
Take as many as you want.
随便你拿多少。
Oh, I was so happy. I went inside and bring a paper box and started collect.
我很高兴，我拿了个纸盒子，把那个全都装满。
And I was so excited. That was about 8 or 9 o'clock.
我是很激动，早晨八九点钟的时候。
And after I picked up the whole box, I went into the kitchen. I just said thank you, and he was behind me. Said, "Well, next Sunday I'm going to pick more. I'll deliver."
我把整个纸盒子搬到厨房里，后来跟他说谢谢。他说，哎，下星期天我再带一批来。Because
I want to eat corn, sweet corn.
Because 我喜欢吃甜玉米。Especially
this is the first fruit.
特别是这个是最初熟的。
Oh, it was so good.
还是很好吃。
I think the Holy Spirit just like that. He wants us to foretaste the love of Christ.
圣灵就是这样，他希望我们得到全部的味道。
And he will deliver. Yes, there are more to come.
他有更多的东西，更多的会来。
Oh, so dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
look inside of us.
我们要从我们内心里面看,
after we receive the Christ,
当我们接受主了之后,
he sent this Holy Spirit into us.
他把那个圣灵放在我们当中,
pray for us.
为我们来祷告,
and leading us.
来引导我们,
and testifying for us.
为我们来做见证,
and becomes the first fruit of the Spirit.
变成了那个初熟的果子,
and he's helping us.
他帮助我们,
and also he is interceding us.
他为我们来代求。
So what the encouragement we have from today's passage?
那我从今天的那些经节当中，我们得到了什么？
First one, be encouraged.
首先我们要被那个鼓舞。
That in your perplexity or groaning, you are not having watched.
当你在困难的，或者是你有困惑叹息当中。 你还是被看着的。You are not watched,
but you are being understood.
你不单单是被看着的，你实际上是被理解的。Because
through the Holy Spirit inside of us, He understands every single difficulties we have.
因为通过你心中的圣灵，主理解你所有的事情。Second
one, be encouraged.
第二，我们是要被受。 被鼓励的,
that in your weakness,
就在你软弱的时候,
sickness,
生病的时候,
loss,
或者, 损失什么,
hardship,
或者困难的时候,
danger,
或者危险的时候,
the Spirit of God is praying for you.
因为主会为你代祷,
not against you.
不是祷告来, 反对你,
be encouraged,
也受到鼓舞,
that God the Father,
那父神,
here's the prayer of the Spirit.
是会听你心灵中的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的父神,
thank you so much you have sent down this the Holy Spirit.
感谢你把那个圣灵放在我们中间。
So no matter how our situation is so is how complex and we are groaning in it.
不管我们的情况是多么的复杂，多么的困难。
And we know you understand.
我们知道你会理解我们。
Also in our weakness.
当我们软弱的时候,
sometimes in our sickness.
有时当我们病痛的时候,
sometimes we feel it's a loss.
有些时候当我们, 有损失的时候,
hardship.
有困难的时候,
danger.
有危险的时候,
but we know the Spirit of God is praying for us.
我们知道主的圣灵是在我们当中为我们祷告。
And most of all, we know you hear all the prayers of the Spirit.
特别重要的是你为我们,
may your word be received by all the people who heard.
希望你的话语被所有的人都接受到。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can understand.
通过圣灵我们能够理解。
Encourage us to move on.
鼓舞我们to, 继续我们的生活。
May your name be glorified.
让你的名被得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们为主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.